For those of you tuning in, hey. Let's pause that. I'm not even sure we're going to play that. I have a setting that's incorrect on my music player. Wait a second. We can correct this. How y'all doing this Christmas Eve? We're braced for a blizzard here at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studios. Depending on who you listen to, we're good for anywhere from 6 to 14 inches over the next 24 hours. I think it's a lot of talk, because it's usually a lot of talk. Everything's canceled here, and this was the year I was planning to make it to Midnight Mass. Well, the best laid plans. Not everybody in my clan celebrates Christmas. We're of another tribe, and I've got some folks who are going to talk about that musically. We're going to start with Kyle Brawlofsky. That's little Kyle from South Park for you fans, and he's going to tell you what it's like to be a lonely Jew on Christmas.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer.
Okay. We're going to start things over again here. What the hell's going on?
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water.
Was that in questionable taste? I invite you to email the studio and let me know your thoughts on that subject. There's lots of ways to celebrate Christmas, and Christopher Guest is going to tell us all about Kung Fu Christmas.
Something to eat.
Cause he's dead on his feet.
To the man in the squad car, it's just his beat.
He don't care. He don't live there.
He lives in Queens.
Not Manhattan or the Bronx or Brooklyn.
A thief on the roof. A mugger in the hall.
Stick him up, stick him up.
A baby. But there's one time of year that brings joy to one and all.
When every race has a smile on its face.
Talking on the collar of the pusher uptown. Digging the youth as Santa's getting down. Holiday colors of red and green. Turkey's pink and fat and the gang's the lead.
The numbers are on the stops. Tips his hat and he says,
have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Living in the ghetto.
ghetto, you always lose. They'll shoot you for your socks, and they'll stick you for your shoes. When you're a super bad dude, you pay super bad dues.
With fear and strife is a way of life.
But there's a man coming today with lots of loot. He got a pink moose sleigh, a red and white fur suit. He's a super fly guy, and he's awful cute.
Hey, baby.
Yes, darling.
I'd like to do something extra special for you on this Christmas.
What's that, baby?
I just want to make you feel real good.
How you gonna do that, sugar?
I thought maybe I'd buy you a big house in the south of France.
Oh, I don't want to live in France.
Well, why don't I buy you a big glass bottom boat then, honey?
Looking up my skirt.
Oh, sweetheart, I just want to make you feel good.
So what you gonna do, darling?
Well, I tell you what, baby, let me ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, baby, I just want a kung fu Christmas.
That's all I want for Christmas is Santa slicking down his beard with some Afro sheen. It's Kung Fu Christmas in the Ghetto. Guess that's not a white Christmas, is it? My friend Tate asked for some Christmas jazz tonight. He's not tuned in. Well, screw him. We're going to play it anyway. This is Chet Baker, and this is from Chet Baker's Silent Nights album. This is Silent Nights, not Silent Night.
Thank you. draft cards burning on an open fire, protest marching everywhere. Living costs getting higher and higher. Air pollution fills the air. Kids with too much hair. What to seeing in discotheques? Rock and rolling silent night. And of course, there's that old Ku Klux Klan. They're hoping Christmas will be white. Dear old Red China has the bomb. There's also Castro and John Birch and Vietnam. And with the kind of year it was, I wouldn't be surprised if someone called the fuzz and they busted Santa Claus. LBJ just had De Gaulle stones out, but he's still got De Gaulle, that's true. Before we're blown away, there's still time to say Merry Christmas to you.
Aren't you glad that the world is a much less chaotic place in 2009 than it was in 1965? I know I am.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answer to the prayers that you've made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again.
Of course, the man with the bag was, I think she was talking about Santa Claus. That was K-Star. I'm not sure what year that's from. It was pretty nice. Pretty. I think she swung. What do you think? A little warning for those of you that are going to tune into the rebroadcast. I'm sorry. You kind of missed the first part of I Want Eddie Fisher for Christmas. But... C'est la vie. And of course, before that, we heard Alan Sherman's Christmas 65. And this is Chuck Brodsky. And Chuck wants to explain to you why on Christmas he got nothing.
My family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never went around the neighborhood singing carols with a choir. Never went to midnight mass or sat on cold hard pews. My family, we had different views. Well, it never had to be good, just for goodness sake. And on Christmas Eve, I did not try to keep myself awake, listening for sleigh bells and looking for a mouse. Santa always skipped over our house. Well, Jimmy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Billy in a rector set with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, I never hung up trimmings, 'cause I never had a tree. Wouldn't I know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee? Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, if Jesus was a Jew, well, wouldn't that make Santa be one, too? He used to hate when it was cold enough Christmas to be white. Never hung a wreath of holly, never strung the yard with lights. Those other houses look so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. No, we lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Lanny got a bright red pair of kangaroo shoes. Kathy got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's dingo got some brand new rawhide chews. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we ate chicken, sometimes we ate lamb, sometimes we ate turkey, but we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog or those wine and cider brews. We drank Mogan David, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Tommy from across the street, he got his front tooth. Joshua got a horn so he can learn to play the blues. Horns, boy, I already had some.
Horns, boy. Yeah, that's Chuck Brodsky on Christmas, I Got Nothing. I'd like to give my hearty Christmas mazel tov to my dad, who informs me via email that he just won a hand at solitaire, and I think these days that's the sort of thing he has to get excited about. We're going to get back to checking in with various artists and what they want Santa to bring them for Christmas. Hank Thompson, the legendary country and western singer, along with the Los Brazos Valley Boys, well, they want something a little bit different.
But how you gonna get him neath the tree? Just suppose that he got stuck up in our chimney, then everyone would blame it all on me. Lots of kids would rather have a pony, and I'll bet that that would be a lot of fun. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Maybe Santa, you can get me one. I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. I read about him in the nursery rhymes. I don't believe he'd be a lot of trouble if you feed him lots of peanuts all the time. Lots of kids are crazy about the monkeys. They like to watch them play out at the zoo. But I'd like to have a little fun for Christmas. Santa, won't you see what you can do? Christmas. I promise I'll be good all through the year. I'll wash my face and brush my teeth and study hard in school if on Christmas Day my elephant is here. I guess that I should ask for a puppy or a kitten in my stocking Christmas Day. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Maybe Santa. To have an elephant for Christmas.
Clarence Carter is Backdoor Santa, and that was, of course, I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas by Hank Thompson and the Brazos Valley Boys before that. And while we're checking over people's Christmas lists, Santa's jobbing that out. He's outsourcing that to me here at the studio. I've got one I'm going to dedicate here to my father, because I think he can. I think he, better than anyone, can help Gayla Peavy out with her request.
Hippo. road standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too.
That was Gayla Peavy, and if you can believe it, she was 10 years old when she recorded that single. What year was it? I need better notes. I need to keep track of this stuff. I need to edumacate my audience, don't I? Because I know that really, really is what you tune in for, is for some learning. Merry Christmas. Who took the merry out of Christmas? I don't think it was the Staples Singers.
Who took the merry out of Christmas? People all over the world forgot about Mary.
Too busy fighting wars, trying to make it to Mars, searching for light and can't seem to find a right star. Oh,
searching for light.
Is that all kinds of messed up or what? Sorry about that. Okay, something's wrong with that track, and I apologize for that. Report me to my superiors. What can I tell you?
Making up their lists, and all my goyim friends get some pretty sweet gifts, like snowboards, cell phones, paintball guns, and iPods, memberships to the last restricted golf clubs. But we will march on, six pack of socks. Friends.
all of our going friends say. How lucky we are to get off each holiday.
Like Tubishvat, Purim and Rosh Hashanah, Passover, Sukkot and Simchat Torah.
See you all next Thursday, but we're not done yet, and we don't do a show on Monday, and I'm sorry for all the confusion. I don't know what was going on with that Staple Singers MP3 file. That was not the finest moment we've ever had at Hinky Dinky Time Radio, which is what you're listening to here on this Christmas Eve, and that was Goyim Friends by the Levies. We played some Levies last week on the Hanukkah broadcast. I'm going to try to make it up to you on the Crash and Burn soul track, the Staple Singers, with another soul singer, a very soulful man, a mighty, mighty man, you might say. The very best version of the very worst Christmas song. This is Lou Rawls.
They told me, there's a newborn king to see. Our finest gifts we bring, to lay before the king. So to honor him, a winner we come. Little baby, I am a poor boy too, I have no gift to bring, that's fit to give our king. When have we come? Say the ox and the lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played on my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum, me and my drum. He smiled at me and my drum. I started to play for him. Thank you.
And that swinging version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town was the Elvin Jones Quintet from 1982. And that was featuring, of course, Elvin on the drums, Dave Liebman on soprano. I want to say Tiramisu Hino, but I know it's Terumasa Hino on cornet, Kenny Kirkland on piano, and George Mraz on bass. And that was really good. And this is... another one of our thematically chosen Jewish Christmas songs, and I hope you recognize the dulcet tones of Ms. Sarah Silverman as she explains why Santa should give the Jew girl toys.
Click. If you bring me a toy to open.
And that's Black Christmas by The Emotions from the Complete Stax Volt Soul Singles, 1959 to 1975. Quite a collection. And we've got one more Christmas wish list track to play tonight. This is, as you know, a favorite band of mine, Fountains of Wayne. And here's their letter to Santa.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't bring me another bike. I don't need any ugly sweaters, and I don't play much basketball. But there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want an alien for Christmas.
That was just nuts, don't you think? You know, I'm going to make up my errors from earlier in the evening to my loyal listeners by going a little bit long tonight because it's my show and because I can. And speaking of just nuts, this is Yogi Jorgensen with the Johnny Duffy Trio. And you might remember this, you might not.
Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry. I get to bed late, and gee whiz, how I'm sleeping. When on to my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas, and my poor wife and me. We stumble downstairs and she lights up the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing, and over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, but I still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
T'was the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old Pops and Mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lie snoozing in bed, while visions of Cadillacs dance in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit it to bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter. Pop split to the porthole to see what was the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes and his red tweed vine cost heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round, and white as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short and he laid down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the Cadillac flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pops, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid by some cold black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-sized cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. "I'm the Bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay on thee." Here's a record by Dez, cut when he was 2, a real boss arrangement of Ooyaku. For moms, a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kiddies, my new book on jive. "So that's it, Pops," Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wigging and he was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink, to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, "Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out."
And that was Bebop Santa by Slim Gaylard and Babs Gonzalez, who I always have to thank my Uncle Jim for turning me on to. I never heard of Slim before Jim. And this is something that I think was recorded for Saturday Night Live. And don't hold that against it, because it is sung by the great Darlene Love, and hope you enjoy this.
Come back here with Marge Jones.
On Christmas Eve, the Gentiles gather round the Christmas tree. They stay at home and party with their Goyisha family. They disappear one day each year and pass the eggnog round. But it's all right, 'cause that's the night the Jews control the town.
I don't think that is in as poor a taste as the Sarah Silverman. So I hope it offers a little redemption for. Oh, what the heck? Stop that. That's enough. We're going to wind things down on the Christmas special here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I certainly appreciate those of you that have tuned in and stuck with me for the last hour. We're going to wind things up and point in the direction of next week's New Year's Eve broadcast, which I know you're all excited about. As excited as I am, I hope. And this is Bobby Darin with his Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a yuletide valentine. Back home I go, those I know, for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne. And as we gather, our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
When sleigh bells ring and choirs sing and the children's faces shine,
sing his praise this day of day.
of a Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
In sweet accord we thank the Lord for our Christmas. Auld Lang Syne.
I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. If you live in this region where I do, and you're bracing for heavy weather, don't go out driving unless you absolutely have to. Let's meet back here next week and at 8:30 Central Standard Time, and at 9 o'clock during that show, we can count down and celebrate the new year coming, I think, probably in Greenland. It'll be when it's 9 o'clock here, I don't know. Check a map, do the math, and we'll figure it out then. How's that sound? That's a plan. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. You were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?